Oh, what about what's his name? Tuivasa, just now.
That was calm though. It wasn't knockout of the year.
54 seconds though, bro.
No, but it wasn't knockout of the year. Yeah. That was fair enough. He got beaten up of the year.
This is crazy. Welcome back, guys. After a very, very long time off, 16 or 18 months, pretty much, almost to the day, to episode number 53 of the Sweet Science Podcast with your boy Fat Mouse. Who else we got here?
I'm Cash with a K and not a C.
So if you're new here, like I said, I'm Fat Mouse and this is Cash with a K, not a C. If you're old here, you'll remember us. It's been a while. We had to take a long time off, a couple of things to have to deal with. And to be honest, we're back. It doesn't really matter. But yeah, it is good to be back. It's very good to be back. Feels very odd being back in the studio and doing this, changing things up slightly. The old format was dessert, review, UFC, boxing and whatnot. We're going to scrap the dessert and the review because it's a waste of time. We're not here for that. We are only here now for discussing combat, bloodshed, violence, and rage.
And war.
War. These are the kind of things that I like. I also like desserts, but we're not going to talk about them right now. It is good to be back. Can we see the mic? I think we can, yeah. Can we see your mic? Just or is yours hiding?
I don't know.
I can't see from it. It's crazy. It's camouflage. Yeah. It's camouflage. Anyway. We'll put it like that. I don't like seeing it, but it's there. You can't. You know what? Boom! It's there. All right, guys. We're at the end of the year, end of the year, end of the year 2022, and it's been quite a year. In terms of fighting, especially in the UFC, I think we're going to focus solely on the UFC today, this time around.
Today's episode will solely be focused on the UFC.
The UFC have done a heck of a lot since pandemic times, lockdown. They've just not stopped working. And I think it's that work rate that has made them be as consistent as they are now. Does that make sense? Obviously it makes sense, but and it's just common sense. But they've just put on show after show after show, week in, week out. Now we've got like a, what, 3 week off? 3 weeks off, yeah, until like the 15th or 17th of January, something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
That weekend.
Gastelum and Imamov, I think. Wow. In the second week.
It's a fight, yeah. Like so, I think it's the 17th. I think something like that. So it's like second, third week of the year. But yeah, it's been crazy. So we wanted to discuss the two obvious things to kind of discuss at the end of the year, which is what takes place really. So we're going to go through fight of the year. Five candidates. I mean, everybody's going to have similar kind of things, but it's definitely worth revisiting some of these fights. Fight of the year for UFC solely, and knockout of the year for the UFC solely, once again. But we could just kick off with the very obvious ones, I think. Just there's no order for this. Sorry, am I hogging the mic?
No. Dude.
Yeah, there's no particular order for this. I've been hogging the mic, innit? So I always do it, to be honest. This is water.
Off, so you deserve it. Mm. I mean, it's not like everybody.
I haven't heard my voice for a while.
Wants to just see you or hear you. I'm irrelevant.
Absolutely. Fight of the year. Let's go. We've got five. There've been so many, too many to choose from. These options are obvious. We're not going to go for like.
There's so many fights to pick.
Crazy.
From. But we wanted to streamline it, narrow it down to keep it to five. Yeah. Even five's a stretch.
Five is a lot.
It's a lot.
But there've been like 20.
But it'd be unfair. Do you get me? If we didn't pick them.
But yeah,
these were standouts.
Fight of the year. Some of them go into, you know, they might cross over, knockout of the year, comeback of the year. All of these are going to kind of interchange. But that's what makes them such exciting fights. I think we'll go into the most kind of like the recent ones and then maybe work backwards. But there's no particular order. Glover Glover Teixeira, Jiří Procházka. Obviously, their second fight got cancelled, unfortunately, to Yuri's shoulder. which he thinks he can recover in about 4 months, he said. The guy's a madman, bro. He's just an absolute monster. But their first fight, obviously, was for a title fight. It was for the light heavyweight title, which Glover was there to defend. Glover did a good job of defending until he couldn't defend it, essentially. It was a mad fight. It was back and forth, but Glover was 100% winning, pretty much on everyone's scorecards.
Really?
I believe so. If not, then at least two of the scorecards. But what I'm saying is it was a back and forth. It was a back and forth. Mm. No doubt.
It definitely was back and forth.
But there were points in the fight where Glover could have just been knocked out or the ref could have stopped it quite fairly. Mm. Title fights, you shouldn't really do that, to be honest. I understand protect the fight and whatnot, but it's a title fight. They don't want that. Which kind of take us onto another one in a bit. But the Glover Teixeira, 40 years old, 41, something like that. 42 years old.
42 now, I think. He might have still been 42, 41 around the time he defended the title.
An old man, yeah? And he was holding his own. Let's not say dominating, because it was back and forth, but he was winning.
He's got to get his credit.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think anyone thought he was going to win the title that old.
Oh yeah, to win the title in the first place, yeah. But then, you know,
beating Yan was... In Yan's, the way Yan was fighting, the form and the improvements Yan,
yeah, and the confidence has obviously taken out Izzy as well. It's like that's not a massive accomplishment, but it is really.
Glover did it, and he did it in spectacular fashion. Destroyed Yan, really.
So to go into defending it, recency bias, you're like, you know what? Of course he's got this, but here he was an unknown number, man. He was an unknown quantity.
You got put in against him. Absolutely.
Yeah, but that's how it goes. It's a title fight, and it's a defense. He's got to defend it to prove that he is the best in his division. So and he was mad, isn't it? Scary. Mad. He was showing that he was going to win. Getting battered. They both were battered, bruised, bloody, everything. But after back and forth, you know, exchanges on both ends, and it looks pretty much like he's won the fight. 32 seconds before the end. Something like that. 30 seconds before the end of the fight. Yeah, round five.
I think in round five itself, Glover came back. And look, I think in round five, Glover looked like he was winning the fight and he was going to stop it. Or he could have stopped it at some point.
Yes. And then when he went for the takedown, I think that might have been in round five. I can't remember the round, but he went for a takedown unnecessarily. But again, minor mistake because it didn't massive... Well, he could have ended it there and then actually. So it did massively affect it because he lost the fight. But Jiří, who is not a grappler, as far as what we know about him,
showed he could do everything.
Showed he can do a lot. Moment of desperation, yes, no doubt. But in that moment of desperation, he showed calm. He showed that he was collected and submitted Glover, the jiu-jitsu man, the grappler. He submitted him, rear naked choke. Madness. Madness.
It happened just, the commentators didn't even realize.
Nobody realized until he just peeled off. He got peeled off him and he was done.
And just walked off.
Oh my Lord. And you can see Glover sitting there for a second like, what the heck, man? Like, how could I just let that go? 30 seconds. But you can't hold on from a choke for another 30 seconds. It's insane. He'd have been knocked out cold. He was sleeping. But that was a hell of a fight, man.
That was an amazing fight.
I would have loved to have seen the second one, but we will do eventually. Okay. Is the shoulder going to affect him? Probably, but I don't know, man. These guys got good medical care. Diet, yeah, liver king.
Everything, pancreas, spleen, and grow a new shoulder. He shaved off his hair.
I didn't like that thing anyway. It was a bit of a weird gimmick, but you know, would have been.
Gimmick though, is it for him?
I think it is. He even said it is. Yeah, he's
not normal.
He's not definitely normal. He's a different guy, man.
But yeah, the fight was amazing.
What a fight! That's definitely one of the
and literally eyes cut, broken nose.
I don't know about broken nose, but just battered. Yeah, it was pouring. It was pouring. It was pouring. Yeah.
And I mean, I can't remember the last time they fought in Singapore, but what a way to bring it back.
Mm, absolutely.
Fans were going insane. And it was a cause for an immediate rematch. And you don't get that.
You don't, man. You don't get it immediately. But that was, definitely a fair call.
Who do you think wins the rematch? If they did it
Thing is, Glover gets older and my man's shoulder, Yuri's shoulder, is repairing. Is it going to be 100%? I don't think it will be.
Do you think does he take that as his first fight back?
I think he's guaranteed. Well, he's been told pretty much by Dana that's going to be the case.
Does Glover beat Jamal Hill?
Oh, yeah. That's a madness. That's something. That's another episode, to be honest. So we're going to save that.
Jamal and Yuri.
Yuri.
Jamal.
But yeah, man, that was one of five fights of the year. What was another one?
Let us know your thoughts, by the way, on that fight.
Let us know what you, if you were to place these in order, or what your top three fights of the year were. Yeah. In the comments. Gilbert Burns. Oh my gosh.
Gilbert Burns
and Chimaev. What a fight. What a fight. So this is the first time, really, Chimaev was tested.
UFC 273.
First time fighting a top five. Was he top five at the time? He must have been, yeah. Gilbert, of course.
It was the first real test, really. First.
He was just rolling through everybody. Steamrolling all of his guys. Oh, what four Dana, fights? Yeah. Ragdolling them. Kill everybody. Ooh! And then he comes into that fight oozing confidence. I hate these terms, but he was just sat on the cage, just chilling.
The build-up was amazing.
The build-up was nuts. Yeah.
I'm going to smash this guy.
I do feel that I think he underestimated Gilbert.
He underestimated Gilbert, 100%.
I'm going to go in there and literally walk.
But he admitted, and so did his coach and his trainer, admitted that he threw out the game plan.
Yeah, he wasn't listening.
He wanted to go in and he needed to be a bit more. He wasn't calm. I hope he learned from that. And he still managed to pull it through. And it was a close fight. That was a back and forth again. Haymaker after haymaker. But I just think Gilbert kept throwing that overhand right or the hook that just, he was looking to rip his head off. And in the end,
disrespected. Don't get twisted.
100%.
Gilbert disrespected in the build up. People talking about.
That was a minute. People and just
fall
for the hype, man.
Gilbert's not gonna be like, listen, Gilbert.
Gilbert rocked Usman, man. Yeah,
and that was, again, people probably didn't expect that much of Gilbert, and he came in and gave Kamara fight.
Yeah,
a very good fight.
Yeah,
Gilbert Burns is no joke. Gilbert Burns is no joke. Explosive, powerful, great jiu-jitsu, great grappling, and can put you to sleep. Mm-hmm. And that fight with Khamzat Chimaev was. When I was watching it live, I was like, I don't usually want to go into a fight where I like two guys and I'm like, I want one of them to win.
I'm not going to lie. Those ones make me so tense.
Yeah.
I'm so tense when I like them both. I'm like, God. But yeah, I mean, I was leaning towards Chimaev more, although I really like Gilbert Burns. So it was just a difficult one. Maybe less so now, to be honest, after the whole Nate Diaz fight. You know, I wanted good things for Chimaev. I hope he can kind of get back some discipline or whatever he encountered with the weight issues and whatnot. I hope we can kind of sort that all out and just show that he's a little bit more serious, because I don't care that I fight anyone. I don't care about weight. I don't like that. This is your job. You're a professional. Deal with it. But yeah, that was another fight of the year candidate. Flipping absolutely incredible, that fight. Back and forth, fireworks. Edge of my seat the whole fight.
I want to see them run it back.
I would like to see them run it back, but I also...
Because, you know, in my opinion... You could have given that to Gilbert as well.
You could have. 100% you could have. But you know, it was just a close fight. It was a close fight. Good fight.
I feel like Gilbert did more damage to Khamzat than Khamzat did to Gilbert.
I don't think so.
Rock Khamzat. Again, I haven't watched it back fully. Again, I've seen highlights of it recently. So maybe if I watch it back, I might change my mind again. Again, regardless, it doesn't matter. Amazing fight, one of the best fights I've seen.
Sometimes
one of the best fights I've ever
outcome
seen.
Isn't as important as how crazy the fight. There was no loser. No. On paper, obviously, but there was no loser, because what a fight that was.
So
and it's when you want entertainment, there you go. And again, it moves on to the next fight. If you want to talk about entertainment, Michael Chandler, Dustin Poirier. I don't rate Chandler's what's the word? The fact that he feels a need to just entertain throughout every appearance. I don't respect it. What? Because I want a fighter to just try and win.
Do you know what my take is on this? Yeah. My take on this is, I think I like Chandler a lot. You know, I like Chandler a lot.
Yep.
So So he's one of my favourite fighters.
Yeah.
And has been for a long time. I just think it's sort of a built-in excuse. I don't think it's necessarily, I always want to entertain. Mm-hmm. I think it's when he loses, he emphasises
that. Are you not entertained? Yeah, maybe.
I don't think, every fighter wants to go in and make fans and get the bonus and whatnot. Mm-hmm. 100%. Mm-hmm. And Chandler's always been that kind of guy.
Okay, so you think that's his little, he's just propping himself on that.
Yeah, like, you know, at least I gave you an exciting fight.
And, yeah, you
know,
yeah.
Because if he won, you know, you're not going towards the exciting, oh, you gave us an exciting fight. It was, wow, you know, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
But every time he kind of loses, again, that's just my two pence. Like,
it does make sense, to be honest. And again,
he doesn't seem like a disingenuous guy.
I think he does. I think he's just, the whole thing is a bit of an act.
You think so?
The whole thing. He always says, I'm a company man, I'm a yes man. So I think he's just putting on this bit of a show. But again, that's
it. Works for him, though.
It sells, isn't it? It sells, yeah. He gets the fights.
When he's in the fights,
win, lose, or draw, it's entertaining. He's always in the fights, exactly.
That was a madness.
He got his nose broken.
Madison Square Garden. It was the undercard of Israel Adesanya, I think, and Alex Pereira.
Is it?
I think it was on the same card, yeah.
It was on
the MSG card, it must have been.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Actually, it wasn't.
I can't remember, but that fight there was insane. Three rounds, and, oh yeah, how did it end? Poirier was it a rear naked choke? Yes, it was. Poirier was dealing with a lot of dirty tactics there. Again, I don't have too much of an issue with him. If you're fighting dirty, you're fighting to win. It's fine. As long as you're not being a complete prick about it. You get me? Mm. Bleeding into his face. To be honest, I don't think Poirier could have said much about that, just because you're in the fight. What do you want me to do? Like, ask for a towel, wipe my face, and then, or do you mean plug my nostrils throughout or mid round? Like, I'm going to do what I can to win, just like any fighter would do.
Do a Cerrone. Blow your nose.
Oh.
And then your eye sockets pop out. Basically. Turning into a zombie.
But yeah, man, that was a sick fight. That was incredible.
At the time of the stoppage, at the time of the submission, I had Chandler winning.
Mm.
Maybe
that I'm second crazy, round was crazy.
I think Chandler put a lot of damage. It was mad though, because Chandler's one of them guys, you touch him and he just cuts up or bruises so easily.
Yeah. He's like, got some soft tissue on his face.
Normal,
man.
After the fight, like,
he kind of.
Like, Chandler came out looking like he got hit by
just
a car.
Battered, man.
You know, his face, he looked like a baby elephant. Just cheeks all swollen, eyes all cut up and bleeding everywhere. His nose was destroyed. But again, hats off to him. Amazing fight. He always puts on fights.
Yeah. They can run that back again. They could run that back again twice. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Twice, three times, four times. I'll watch that every time. And the outcome would be different every time.
I like the little round robin they've got going on.
I like it, but I feel like it's unfair on the other fighters, the rest of the, you know, the division, because it's like, we can just do that all year round. We can do that all year round.
It's already played out now.
Fair enough.
Little round robin happened.
It's starting to fall into place. But again, you can't put Michael Chandler in a fight with anybody that's not even top 10. But do you know what I mean? Like, you can't not. So he's always got to be top 3, top 5 fighters. I don't even know where he's sitting on the list.
He's six now or something.
Do you see what I mean? But who you gonna put? Who's below him?
You could put him in against Sarukian.
Sick fight, but does it sell?
Yeah, I think it does.
And then Sarukian needs to make a bigger name for himself, man.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's the guy that you could
actually
fight.
Yeah.
Give you an exciting fight.
And imagine Chandler gets battered again. Now what?
He's
battered.
One of those guys who's just going to always be.
He's just entered. Yeah. It's true. He's a draw regardless. You know, it doesn't matter if he's on a losing streak.
You saw it. They're looking at Chandler and McGregor next.
Yeah.
McGregor's comeback. I don't know
if Dana said that's even on the radar. It was just spoken about. I think that was a rumor, but I might be mistaken. So if I am, I'd watch that, obviously, but I just don't. I'm losing interest in McGregor.
It makes sense. As his comeback fight, it gives him a fight stylistically.
Yeah,
I'm talking about Conor's perspective.
Yeah,
and for Chandler as well. Don't get twisted; it's a good fight for Chandler. I think you've got someone who's going to strike
Chandler's activity,
and someone you've got better grappling than. Yeah, so you could potentially win, but he's just going to stand and bang and trade with him.
Yeah,
and it gives Conor that platform because you've got someone who's built up this name.
It's true. Who else is McGregor going to come back to? It's got to be a big name because it's not going to be for a title.
Be a big name.
It's not going to be a title.
If you're looking at it from the company's perspective and Dana's perspective, it's got to be a big name who he can fight which is very winnable for him as his comeback fight. You can do whatever you want with him in his second fight, but the first one back, you want a McGregor win.
There needs to be a pill, yeah.
And you can't put him in against Gaethje first fight back or Poirier again. You could. McGregor's not the type to say no to them. He's fought everyone and anyone. Doesn't matter.
His wife was in his DMs, to be fair.
His wife was in his DMs. But yeah, I'd probably say go Chandler as your first fight back.
Yeah, yeah.
Exciting. Decent fight. Get the fans back on your side. Get a stoppage. Get a dirty, brutal knockout. And then you look to...
Wow, 2023 is going to be exciting, man. All right, okay. Boom. What else is there? Oh, gosh.
Which one are you going for?
Cyril
going
gone. Which one's my twin? Tuivasa or Gahan, bruv?
I'm going to give you the benefit.
Cyril Gahan or Tai Tuivasa. Well, not all. And versus Tuivasa. That was a good fight.
In Paris.
Oh, my days. First time in Paris. And Gahan just did it for his people, man. I was happy for that, like for that moment, or that was a happy moment for me.
I really like both of them, yeah.
I do, man. Yeah, again, it was one of them ones, yeah. Tai
Tuivasa is the funniest.
He's just a polite guy who is a savage.
When he was, I think he was on the zoo outside, and he's like, bonjour, au revoir, people. He's just off his nut, don't know what he's talking about, and it's just the personality, bro. He's someone who just absolute.
And you know what? The fans love him. And I like that for him. But that was a sick fight. That was back and forth as well. Gahan got knocked down in what round?
And I was surprised as well, because I was like, it's going to be masterclass from Gahan. But you cannot...
With someone like that who's just a dirty street fighter, what discipline has he got? Which this nothing. He's just a street fighter. We can say he's got Muay Thai or whatever, but no, he hasn't. He's just a street fighter. I want to hang and bang from Sydney. From where? South Sydney or whatever
South
he says.
Sydney, I think. Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know, man. But where's the Melbourne?
He's got that Samoan blood in him. That's it.
Yeah, the guy's just a savage, man.
People.
Yeah.
And, you know, he fought in Ngannou. Gahan fought in Ngannou and didn't get rocked. Didn't
Crazy.
Hardly got touched in that 5-round fight, yeah? Which was a bit... That wasn't the best fight. But, Tai knocked down Gahan. Beating on him for a little bit and almost stopped him.
Yeah.
And then in the Ngannou fight, who's probably the most...
I don't know if he almost stopped him, but he definitely
you know, Gahan, credit to him, showed the chin, showed the quality, and showed like you say,
just composure.
IQ.
Yeah, IQ, composure. Just you gotta stay calm in them situations where you're, you know, what do they call it again?
Adversity.
Thank you. That's literally the word I was after. Bro, I need to start reading again because my vocab is dead.
It might have been 18 months, but I was better than him before. Still better than him now.
But in adversity, you've got... You've got to stay calm and composed in the face of adversity. But man, that was a good fight. Obviously, Gahan won that one. TKO, stoppage. He just... That's it. He rocked Tuivasa, and that was it. Yeah, it was just it started raining down after that.
Street fighter-esque. Like the game, bro. The combinations he was throwing and the way he strikes, the way he punches. He's
throwing Hadoukens, bro.
Bro, it was amazing. Amazing. Absolutely. It was just dirty stoppage. But yeah, it was a good fight. Another very, very.
There's no order. I don't know how you can put these fights in order because it's just. And it's always subjective anyway. But yeah,
we don't care about that, man. We just want to enjoy the good fights and the best fights.
And then this one, which is for the best looking MF or whatever they called it.
The best.
You know, Chad versus Chad.
Giga Chad.
Yeah.
What's a Giga Chad?
What the hell's a Giga Chad?
Have you not seen those? No. There's a Chad and a Giga Chad now.
It's a new one. So it's upgraded. Soup, fat jaw. Chin. Disgusting. Now, but this was Chad versus Chad. Old Chad versus new Chad. Costa versus... Why does he say Wook?
Because they don't pronounce their R's.
And he's got an L lisp. He's Hog-hold. You know, Usada take my brood. He can't say L's, in it. So he's just, he can't pronounce that name at all. That's a nightmare for him. Rockhold.
Yeah, Paulo Costa, Luke Rockhold. UFC what a fight. In Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Utah. Wow. I really wanted Rockhold to win. Not because
I like Costa, man. I like Costa a lot, man. I love him.
The only reason I wanted Rockhold to win is because I had a feeling if he lost, this was it.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to see him continue a bit.
I think he might have stopped a bit too prematurely, but how many more fights? How many more fights was he going to have? Another loss? Another loss?
37 is coming to win. Yeah. Maybe even 38. Can you check? Chen. Can you check Chen?
Don't ever call me Chen again.
And it was just an amazing fight, man. Like Rockhold showed a chin, showed he's got heart, showed the grip. And there was points in it in the second
38
round.
Years old.
Yeah, there you go. 38 years of age.
I imagine being that flipping and he's in been that in shape.
Wars, man. He's been stopped numerous times brutally as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And people thought Paolo was going to touch him and sleep him.
Nope.
And it wasn't.
It was, but
he got hurt really badly, but there was points where he was
who was dominating with the kicks? The body kicks were from Costa. Rocco. Is it?
Rocco with them kicks, man.
Yeah, that's his thing.
Paolo's just there. Smiling at
him. What a fight, man. I like seeing that, man. Of course they were hurting him, but that and he came and they both came in great shape, man. And for someone like Costa, where you just assumed he wouldn't come in on weight, he came in on weight, super disciplined, super chatty. What a...
The build-up was hilarious.
Yeah.
Paolo's Instagram is so
guy, funny. His guy. Twitter, I don't even have Twitter, but I'm Paolo's aware of his Twitter.
He just went...
Yeah.
He lost the fight, but just...
But one dog. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
What a star. It's a shame that the issue's going on with them now, pay and whatnot, but he's getting some whack money, man.
Who's he meant to be fighting? Robert Whittaker?
Yeah, he's pulled out. He said he was going to get... They offered him 60 and 60, which is... That's P, but for someone at that point in his career and that level now, it's not... That's mad. That's a mad, like... Contract, like, that's whack B. Anyway,
that goes in seconds.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's a camp. You can spend it on a camp. Yeah,
your trainer, you got all the fees.
Yeah. But man, that so that's a shame. We're not going to see that fight, but we'll see what happens with Costa and his future career.
Back to the Rocco.
That's the unanimous decision, isn't
it? It was UD, 2-1, I think.
Madness.
But yeah, what a back and forth fight, amazing. Oh, and how are we forgetting about when Costa was on the ground and
that entertainment, man, just rubbing it in his face.
Yeah, that was disgusting,
man. That's the part of fighting I don't like. Mixing sweats, spitting blood, all that kind of stuff. There, it's nasty, man. But boy, this is the game we're in. Not me, but they are anyway. I mean, we just watch it. But those are the five fights of the year candidates, if you like. But just off the cuff, really, those are kind of like five. Memorable fights,
ones that we standout really enjoyed. Fights. Ones because there's loads more.
Too many that you can't really. You could
have picked Peña and Nunez.
Oh,
I don't know why I said Nunez.
Like, I don't know why you said that, but we basically
like 18 months out of the
game. We basically covered the five fights of the year. Now we can move on to the knockouts of the year. Again, five candidates, no particular order, but boy.
Oh wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Before we switch over to knockouts of the year, guys, it's been a long time since I've asked you this. It's been a long time since, I guess,
so
any of us have asked. Mm-hmm. But have you subscribed?
Have you not?
It took you 18 months.
You've had 18 months to click that button. You still haven't done it? You're like mocking. Subscribe, like, comment, share, do all the usual business.
Schwar it.
Like it, schwar it.
Make sure you send it to everybody because we're back and this time we're here to take over.
Yes.
We're not here to take part.
We're here to take over.
There you go. So make sure you do subscribe because it's going to be more content than ever, more interviews, more pods. We're going to be discussing different sports. It's not only going to be the MMA and the boxing.
Yeah, man. But, this...
Let everyone know. Tell a friend.
Just pass the thing around. Share it. Schwad it. Knockouts of the year. That was a little brief interlude. Knockout of the year. Five candidates again. Some of these again are going to cross over into like comebacks of the year, but they are knockouts and that's why they're comebacks. Or they're comebacks and that's, you know what I'm trying to say. Where do we begin? Edwards? Of course. Headshot, bang! Leon Edwards, Kamaru Usman, UFC 278.
You know, he said there's no order.
Mm-hmm.
That probably could be number one.
Arguably. But again, it's just subjective. For me, yes, because there was an emotional, like, oh my days. Like,
but it's everything, though. It's like you said, it's the comeback. It's being 4-0 down, 3-1 probably.
Yeah.
You're down in the fight. It's being the underdog. And it's not even, if you look at the picture as a whole, Kamaru Usman, pound for pound, number one.
So confident. Oozing that confidence in every aspect. Every lead up to every fight, he's the same. He says, yeah, of course, I've got to be aware of this.
Invincibility that Kamaru had.
Yeah, yeah.
And nobody in their right mind except me and Mouse thought Leon had a chance.
You know what? That fight. No, that's not true. Because Leon's camp knew.
Yeah, except Leon's camp.
The way they drilled that exact kick, the way they planned and game planned for that exact like setup was just incredible. There were excuses as to why Leon might have been losing that the previous rounds. What's that thing called again? Altitude in Salt Lake City. The altitude was a thing for him. He said, I don't know why I felt so fatigued, but after the first round, I was flat. That might be the case, that might not be the case. But the way he turned that around with what was the time left on that fight? Not long. But he was just...
It was less than a minute,
I think so. And it was just ready to be done. They'd already signed... You know, the commentators are like, that's it. That's it, you know, nice try, Leon. But it's just not happening.
See you in a couple of years.
And he turned it around. Headshot, bang. Zinc Headshot, roof in Jamaica.
Dead.
Do you get me?
Dead.
Yeah, man.
Man, the way he pulled it out of the bag and...
See, look at me now. Yeah, look at me now.
It has to go as knockout of the year.
That was... And look at Usman's face afterwards. Like, he was gone. He was sleeping. They sat him up. They revived him or whatever they did. And he was still like, what happened? Like, what's going on? He said himself he could not... He took it well. But if you can't say, oh, that was a fluke. You can't. You just have to deal with it like a gentleman. And he did. He's a gentleman.
It was one of the most beautiful knockout.
The setup, the corner in the end of round four, just everything just built up to that. And that's why it's such a... The knockout is incredible, but the comeback as well. What a beauty.
The context of the whole
thing. What a beauty.
You've got to look at the whole thing. Yeah. It's like, you know, scoring...
It's a movie.
An equaliser in the 90th minute. Or like a winner English. Or something. Do you know what I mean? It was mad.
Crazy.
You know, the corner telling him, basically waking him up.
What are you doing, man? Look at me. Like, look at me. You can't look at... Yeah, man. Like, that was insane.
You're going to let it go.
Yeah, man.
And
just, he pulled it out of nowhere, man. Yeah, what a start.
The setup. Everything about it, the reaction from the crowd, Dana's reaction, Twitter, people going insane.
Yeah, the whole world was blowing up, man.
When it happened, and I was watching it live, I couldn't believe what just happened. I was like, because I was like, this is it.
Of course, everybody was like, this is it. Everyone's like, you know what, Usman, what's his name? Edwards. That's it, man. Like, you tried, but you just don't have it. And then he pulled it out. And again, self-belief, even if he might have lost it mid-round, like mid-fight, found it again. So what a fight. That was a brilliant knockout, brilliant turnaround, brilliant comeback, all of that. What's next? What do you reckon?
I'm going to go for one that stood out to me was probably Weili Zhang and Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Okay. That was a good one. Yeah, that is a very good one. That was a good one.
That was...
When was it? UFC 275. Mm-hmm. Spinning elbow round. I can't remember what round it was. Probably towards the end. No, it's early on. It was early on. First or second round. I think it was the second round. Second round.
Yeah, second round.
She just...
Whaley's amazing.
Just turned, that was a knockout.
I was watching something from Joe Rogan the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It might have come up on my feed on YouTube. I can't remember, but he was saying he thinks Weili's the greatest female athlete.
She's incredible.
He's ever seen. And when she burst onto the scene and she took everyone out and she was doing these mad kicks and punches and striking, and she just, she's so calm and like a baby-faced assassin, bro. Mm.
She's a monster. You see her pick up Ngannou?
Yeah, she's a beast. She's huge.
Brother, that is insane.
Not huge, but...
That is insane strength. So to pick him up, and he's what, 270 pounds, you know? I was going to say grams.
270 grams.
270 pounds. That's a heavy guy. And she picks him up with relative ease. But that's insane.
Joanna was already on the way out anyway. She's turned into like...
She was also a phenomenal fighter, though.
Joanna is a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Joanna is one of the greatest. She's a pioneer for women's fighting. She put on some of the best performances. She dominated that division for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. But again, her foot was kind of out of the door. It's sort of that McGregor-esque where she became a superstar.
Yeah.
You know, she was doing her thing. She's enjoying the fruits of her labor. She's done everything she had to do. But, you know, for a comeback fight, rematch with Weili, and the way it ended, it was so brutal. And then Joanna went on and retired after that, I think.
Yeah, so, that was it. She was bawling, but she was very emotional. very happy with what she'd achieved. And I guess that is a, yeah, you got to know that that's kind of the point where you got to just take it. Even if you could have won a couple more. Yeah.
She had little spurts in that fight, but you could see the levels have changed, where you've been performing.
Yes. You
know,
yeah.
Win, lose, or draw, but even though she hadn't, but you know what I mean? Whaley had been active against the best while Joanna had been out, and you know, there's one last roll of the die, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
She took the risk.
Sorry, are you still going?
No, she I took can't.
The brav. Michael Chandler, Tony Ferguson. Sorry, but that just replayed in my head.
Wow.
What a madness! That what's that called? Like a thumbnail of the kick landing. In Tony Ferguson or on Tony Ferguson's face, and it's just, it looks like a chicken nugget. Yeah, he just looks finished. That was for me. That might be your one, your Edwards one. That kick from Michael Chandler was just absolutely bonkers. Round two, after a solid first round from Tony Ferguson. Chandler was like, no, come on, man. We can't keep having this. And he just delivered a kick to the face, it's a sad. Head kick.
It's sad, man. Because, again, as much as I like Michael Chandler, it's Tony Ferguson.
Yeah. Bittersweet again, but that's the thing. Like, you can't be too invested in each person.
Ferguson's been getting battered in his last couple of fights. And this was one for him to come back and, you know, show everyone. And he started off well, man. Like you said, UFC 274. He started off that first round strong.
Yeah,
man.
Good game Chandler plan. Yeah.
Hurting him. But again, we said it with Chandler, bro. You can't count this guy out. He's in.
But he wasn't counted out. It was too early to be counted out. It was only one round in. There was only one round in. Second round now.
And it's just, you're already 1-0 down.
But yeah, that was incredible. That was incredible.
It's the elite. Can you beat these guys?
Yeah.
I'm not saying Ferguson's still at the elite, but it's that name. It's that, you know.
Definitely a scalp worth taking. 100%. And he took it.
You beat one of the best UFCs ever had, you know, the boogeyman for years and years. And the way you did it, you basically toe-punted his head. He booted his skull into
that
oblivion.
That was insane, man.
His skull.
Yeah.
Bro, that was like...
Chandler's featured a couple of times on this whole breakdown, man. That's pretty easy. Yeah, he's just entertaining, man.
It's his style, man.
One win, one loss, but it is no doubt entertainment. Yeah. Always, he's always
been
entertaining.
In the fight of the year, probably got one of the knockouts of the year, and it was brutal, man. It was very, very brutal.
I think this one's going to be not contentious. Maybe it is contentious.
Which one?
Adesanya Pereira.
Israel Adesanya. Alex Pereira, it wasn't a knockout. Exactly.
It wasn't a knockout.
In terms of it was actual strike or, you know, actual beautiful punch landed or kick or whatever you could say that ended the fight. It wasn't that.
It was just a barrage. It was a barrage.
But it was the context behind the stoppage.
The history repeated itself.
Of what it did to the division.
That's true.
He shook up the whole world.
He's just freshened it up. You know what I mean? Just freshened it up.
It
now it's
scary.
Like everyone can go against everyone again now.
Yeah. It's scary because it's literally Adesanya's kryptonite. This guy just seems to have your number. It's no matter what you do. Whatever facet it is, bro, kickboxing,
you
MMA,
can
try. What do you do now?
Yeah.
You seen the memes, bro? Let's cycle next, or let's go
it's mad, isn't it?
Changes sports.
It's a case of anything you can do, I can do better. I don't fully believe that because Izzy was winning that fight. Okay, Izzy was winning the fight, but then Pereira again. It's always the last round. You need to turn it around, and that's what they did with Edwards. This is why they're noteworthy. Yeah, round four, end of the round, having a conversation. Obviously, Glover's telling him, listen, you got to do something about it now, man. This is not going your way. And he just said, okay, you know what? Heard, understood, obeyed, let's go. And I think it was a bit of an early stoppage, a little bit of an early stoppage. Obviously, that might be because Izzy says, you know, I'm fully aware. He's saying, I'm looking down, I'm looking at his legs. I know where his feet are, I know where his hands are, I know where his head is. That's the kind of stuff he was saying. So I'm a sucker for these things, and I do believe these things.
Stoppage. I think in a title fight with the history, again,
he should have been sleeping.
He's either you're asleep, or you know,
yeah, Or like you really like you're against the cage is keeping you up. That's not the case. Yeah, that's not the case. That's not the case. They're saying if he threw a knee, it would have been over. Okay, but he didn't. And if he threw a knee, it would be over. Do you get me? Does that make sense?
Defended him out numerous times.
Nemesis. Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a big thing, and you know you should let them go out on their sword, on their shield, and you know, end it the way a warrior would want it to end.
Yeah.
Especially in a title fight of that magnitude, bro.
Yeah.
With that kind of animosity and heat behind it.
Crazy.
And that's killed at the same. You know, deep down, that's hurting me.
Of course.
All right, cool. You beat me in kickboxing.
You could. Say you just beat me in everything.
You got away with it. Cup once and then second time, you know, winning again, and you know, you got a lucky shot, whatever. But I've been in this MMA game. This is my
dominate.
Game.
This is my house.
I beat everybody.
Yeah.
My man comes a couple of fights in, loses, arguably all four rounds, losing the fifth, and then just gets that left hook, that machine of a left hook,
just monster.
And I rate
that's like the equalizer, bro. That's but yeah.
This guy's huge, bro.
He's
not
giant.
He's not a middleweight.
He's not
a 185 fighter, bro. This guy's 205 at least. His bone density, bro. His head.
He's huge. who was saying it?
His head's humongous.
Whitaker was saying, have you seen, like, Izzy's a big guy. Have you seen the size of his head? The size of his hands? Who let him in here? That was a joke, man.
Like, Pereira's scary big.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not even just, he's strong and powerful, but again, he's vulnerable, and it's the best time to catch him, which is scary because Pereira could go and get absolutely slaughtered by someone in his next fight who could just grapple the life out of him and submit him.
Yeah, but we don't know yet. They're seeing it. Like, he's got a loss in MMA pre UFC, but at the same time, right now he's on a serious trajectory, upward trajectory. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't particularly want the rematch, but he said if Izzy wants it, I'll honour him. Now he's given me it, so let's do it. And I'm sure Izzy does want it.
Can Izzy beat him?
He can. He proved that he could. Almost.
Do you get me? He didn't prove it.
But he did.
No.
But he almost did. Yeah, do you get me?
When I say
let's find out again.
I mean, like, it's that mental barrier, right?
That's what's stopping him.
Imagine fighting this guy so many times, and every single time, no matter where you are, bro, you just can't get it done.
That is haunting. That is mad.
How do you do it? What do you do differently? All right, let me outclass
it. You know what it reminds me of? You know when McGregor was just trolling Dustin, and he just sent a voice note, Dustin. Dustin, like you just hear that, it's just a voice note. He's like, where are you, Dustin?
Yeah, it's like that.
It's just like he can just hear that in his sleep. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Though. You just can't get rid of this guy. Yeah. Like, bro, I just want him gone. I want to beat him, but then again, he beats him, he's gonna have to beat him again. Because it's not gonna end.
Yeah, it's not exactly.
It's gonna turn into Brandon Moreno and Davidson Figueiredo. They're gonna have to fight 100 times.
Oh, man.
Literally 100 times. Because I feel like, I was having this argument with someone, and someone was saying to me, if they fought 100 times, it'll end 100 times in Pereira's way.
Yeah, but that's
and
just
I don't
BS,
think that's
man.
True.
Of course, it's not true.
I feel if they fought 100 times, it would end 47-50.
No. Like, I mean, well, look at the stats and the facts right now. he's lost every single time.
Yeah, but again, it's the way he's lost. He's been winning most of these fights. I feel like it's a lapse of concentration, or it's...
It could be complacency at the end.
As well, yeah. Like, I've seen him when he gets hurt. I feel the way he reacts defensively is not the right thing to do.
I disagree.
I don't think he puts his hands up enough. I don't think he tries to move enough.
But he gets into that mode. His survival mode is exactly slowing things down.
But, you know, you can do that. No disrespect, but you can do that against a Kelvin Gastelum.
Mm.
You can't do that against someone bigger.
Who's
slept you before.
Exactly, yeah.
You can't. You've got to be smart and be like, you know, let me back the bullet. I'm 4-0 up right now. Mm. Let me just get the dub against this guy. People say, oh, you got lucky fifth round. Yeah. Run it back again, but I've got the dub.
Mad. But yeah, but let's see it again anyway. Let's see it.
Call Dana.
Let's go.
Call him right now and tell him to make the fight, because that's what you
last. Such an idiot. Last one of this topic is, it's got to be Johnny Walker's knockout, man. When he, well, Jamal's knockout, Jamal Hill's knockout of Johnny Walker. The way he just switched, he's just shut him down. Dum, 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 dum. And it was a delayed reaction. It was upsetting. It was upsetting. But Jamal Hill. Hey, you met him, innit? You met him.
We trained that in Thailand together.
That's sick.
And such a nice guy.
You're going to put a little clip of that?
Of what, me and Johnny?
Yeah. For proof. We'll see.
You guys will believe me. But I'll put it up, yeah?
What's your message, bro, to the fans?
What's up, my fans? I'm here training every day.
Yeah, but yeah, man, just brutal, bro.
Yeah, quick. Like,
Jamal
quick.
Hill is, you know, he's got a title.
Sweet shot. Hands, yeah, of course.
And you know, can he do that again? Can he repeat that knockout
with Glover? I don't know. Glover can take hit, can take licks, man. But Jamal Hill's got them sweet hands, obviously. But that was a knock. That was first round, overhand right, massive. Just and the it was like a. Half a second delay from landing that punch to when he just falls back into the cage. Oh, and that was brutal. Mm. That was brutal. Very sad though for Johnny Walker, because I like, he's entertaining. I like these Brazilian fighters. You know that the majority of them are just so entertaining. They're just a lot of fun. But Costa, him, Alex Pereira.
They give us what Mexican fighters give us in boxing.
Yeah. What's the other Pereira's first name?
Michelle
Pereira. Oh my day. What's happened to him?
Your husband.
Allow it, man. Hey, man.
Your dream man.
Nah, that guy is just, he's just an incredible fighter. He's just a specimen. That's all it is.
I knew. Man could not do that. Credit where, man, said specimen. I had to rate him.
Credit where credit's due, man. The guy's just an animal, bro. But yeah, these Brazilians.
You really like him, bro.
But I've been, he's entertaining from the beginning. All these backflips and random things mid fight. It's of course. Slaps. Come on, man. The guy is sick.
No, but they are very entertaining. They're fun. They know.
Yeah, these Brazilians know how to fight, man. And how to.
It's because they do all MMA. It's not just, they just kickbox, just strike, or just jiu-jitsu. They do everything. They dabble in it all and they're good at it all. So, yeah.
It's part of their culture, isn't it? Fighting and dancing, so it's just there. The rhythm's there, Yeah, man. No, that's our top five knockouts, top five fights of the year. No particular order. You can order them as you wish. Let us know in the comments. Yeah, and if you disagree,
we've missed out.
Let us know what we've missed out on. Let us know what you would put as your top five. There are too many. Top 10 would take ages, but top five, I think that's a fair one. If I were to take any out, I think I would take Adesanya and Pereira out. Because it's not a knockout. It was an early stoppage. I just think that maybe that was not the satisfaction. It wasn't satisfying. That's what I think. But other than that, I can understand why we're putting that in there.
No, but it depends, innit, what we're saying. If we're talking it's more of a brutality of the knockout, then obviously, okay, I agree with you and I say no.
It's just a turnaround.
But
you know?
It's the whole thing again.
And the mentality. The switching it on, saying, you know what, I have to get this done. And getting it done. So yeah, man, that was that. Guys, it's a pleasure to be back. I'm not going to lie, I've missed this place, this desk, this stupid little logo. This guy here, since we stopped podding, I haven't seen him. I've just seen him again now. It's pretty much.
He literally met me at the studio. We haven't spoke. We bumped into
each other. It was telepathy.
Here.
Yeah, I lie.
Somehow we had the camera and tripod with us. We had enough money in our...
I don't even have that.
The studio time. And we had two bottles of water. Something.
Staying hydrated. And yeah. You know what? It's good to be back, man. It's good to be back. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Sor.
No, it was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure.
It was pressure, but it was also a pleasure. No, it was fun to be back.
Guys,
man.
This has been episode 53 of the Sweet Science Podcast.
Subscribe!
You better subscribe. Listen, help us help you. Do you know what I mean? Help us to help you. Simple. That's it. Simple dimple. Alright. I've been Mouse, fat one.
I've been Cash with a K and not a C. This has been the Sweet Science Podcast from the Sweet Science Media. Thank you.
See you soon. Boom!